look, they put my picture.
Oh no. Is that good or bad?
It's a good thing. Okay, thank you, Jan. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the ElectricMusic.com Chuck Show. I'm your host, Les Hall, also known as Inventor, jokingly called Inverter or Investor by my friends here at ElectricMusic.com. I have Sunshine with me, and we will be improvising and having a good time throughout the show as usual. She just served me a pizza dinner and made me a vodka drink, so I'm ready to go for the show.
A healthy pizza dinner.
A healthy pizza dinner, she says. Yes, State Machine just mentions that was Guitar Lab. That was a 60 by 60 rock song. Its significance to the album we're going to be hearing today is that it represents the rock and roll of my life that was going on prior to the traumatic events that I will describe. I had a job, a girlfriend, an income, some friends. I used to like to play games on the internet. And things were going pretty good until 2 years of traumatic events followed by 8 years of recovery, and then the previous year and a half of blissful joy, or tranquility as I call it. And this album that I wrote called Paranoid Schizophrenia is the story of this crisis followed by recovery that I went through. We'll be hearing the next song is called Christianity. It's a somewhat negative song about Christian churches, the gossip and rumor mill that many of them have, and the way that this gossip can really be harmful to a person's life. So, let's hear Christianity. Thank you. Okay. Okay, everybody, the audio was kind of light on that song, but it's a little bit stronger on other songs. Basically, in that song, it was a story of how I went to a church, and they gossiped about me, and I was falsely accused of something, and it spread like wildfire throughout town and made my life miserable. So, what a joy. It created a lot of anxiety in me. A lot of people are unfamiliar with the medically diagnosed condition of anxiety, but it's basically a fight, flight, or fear response that is ingrained in us from prehistoric times when we had predators chasing us around. And those were the three things that you could do to deal with a predator and survive. So today we have other stresses in life, driving stresses, business stresses, financial stresses, relationship stresses, and a host of other problems that create anxiety. And the next song is an instrumental which represents to me the feeling of anxiety that I had in response to many early stresses in my life plus this Christianity mess. So let's give a listen to Anxiety.
Scary.
Isn't it? It's the way anxiety feels. You can understand ginger separation anxiety?
Never.
Sounds like a hangover I had once.
Sounds like a lot of my hangovers, yeah. It's almost over. But the anxiety goes on.
And you're making people listen to this.
Yeah, I want them to feel my pain. So they can understand it. Okay, folks, that was anxiety. I hope you felt the anxiety that the song conveys. That's kind of like... Thank you, sunshine. That's kind of like what it feels like. So there I had anxiety and the whole world chasing me around with false rumors and stuff like that. And lo and behold, up comes the next song called Conspiracy. In Conspiracy... I start with a medley that is actually four voices. If you're wearing headphones, you can hear the four voices positioned in four different places inside your head. And as you listen to them, they're actually four separate segments of the song, repeated simultaneously. And they all end in the same catchphrase. And then one of them disappears, and the next one disappears, and the next one disappears, and the last one is left, and it stops. And then the song goes into hearing all four segments played in series. And what the song is about is the conspiracy of people who did all kinds of horrible things to invade my privacy. I had people sneaking up, looking in my window. I had people hacking on my computer, calling me up on the telephone, pretending to be a survey company so they could find out information about me. And I'd go to a coffee shop and people would sit down next to me and listen to what I said, misinterpret it, and repeat it to other people. It was a nightmare. And if you listen carefully to the words in this song, it's all about that. So let's give Conspiracy a listen.
Next, the Conspiracy talks about my reaction to my private words and the radio charts from my private arms designed to send me middle to medium private eyes. A psychiatrist will plan to make me one day paranoid schizophrenia. There's no way out of this plan as a life of words to help me better some work as a research and do a patient. They have a profile from us and members. Soon the spies have real structure, and they, as I sink into all the patterns of them, they billboard my descent, invisible enemies spying on me, invisible enemies are a big conspiracy, it's all a big conspiracy, they'll use all the enemies spying on me to drive me mad, it's all a big conspiracy, invisible enemies spying on me, it's all a big conspiracy. Conspiracy against me, it's all a sneaky scheme. They watch and listen to me with microphones and video for information they will use against me politically. Sneaking outside my window, peering in and coordinating with the other on the web who's hacked his way inside. Phone tapping so illegal, phone freaking is their way. A phrase overheard in public, taken out of context and repeated. Call from a survey company, getting personal, it's their method, to extract the information that they'll use to bring you. invisible enemies spying on me. It's all a big conspiracy. Students listening at my door, coworkers reading my documents, bosses following my car around, little techno private eye spies. They learn my every detail for use against my reputation. Whispered words with bad intention, overheard in a coffee shop. Christians with their gossip network, good intentions gone astray. When they have no bad news of me, they'll make some up instead. Pretty soon my every motion, every action, every word is a point of some contention in the desperate angry world. They'll use all this against me and plot to drive me mad. Invisible enemies spying on me. It's all a big conspiracy. Learning to push my buttons, they act with glee to wreak destruction. Words from my private files, spoken to me the next day. All a plan to make me wonder, eventually get me paranoid. Now the plan has a life of its own, a rolling snowball gathering strength. They have profiles, gossip, rumors, sharing reports and audio files. And as I sink into madness, they record my descent with joy. Invisible enemies spying on me. It's all a big conspiracy. Next, the TV talks about me, reacting to my private words, and the radio chooses songs designed to send me messages. My psychiatrist won't believe me. Paranoid schizophrenia, says he. There's no way out of this dark nightmare. God won't help me. Prayers don't work. The police won't do a thing. Cannot help myself. Soon the spies have wreaked destruction and they've driven me stone cold mad. Invisible enemies spying on me. It's all a big conspiracy.
How's your drink, Sunshine? You can hear the glass clink. Ah, vodka, yes.
I wanted them to think it was a part of the music.
Well, it kind of was. We made it so. Oh, I'm playing GMS Primal by accident. This is a guitar song that is very short. And it represents the primal nature of the anger that I felt after having these horrible things done to me. Not to mention some other stuff that was far worse that I won't get into because I don't have a song for it. Next up is my favorite song of the album. This song is called My Secret Weapon. My Secret Weapon is about my rage in approximately 2003 or so. The crisis occurred from 1999, beginning of the year, to the end of 2000. And then I returned to my home in Miami and began a recovery, including psychiatric care and lots of rest, and lots of medicine too. And then I got a job and received even more abuse from pretty nasty people at that workplace. And I became so angry that I envisioned a weapon and created an example of it. And Sunshine saw it, but she wasn't that impressed with it. Were you, Sunshine?
Takes a lot to impress me, darling.
Sunshine has police, fire, Red Cross, rescue background, all kind of stuff. So, she said, I think my hollow point bullets are worse than that.
Yeah, my 357 will beat your little device any day.
Well, the song says, worse than a knife, but it ain't no gun. And that's the truth about it. But what really scares me is some of the weapons that I imagined and never constructed that could possibly exist, and I never tell people about that, almost never. Only a very trusted friend. So let's hear, well, a little bit more about the song. It's intended to give you a glimpse of a person driven to the point of rage. And the rage being, you people better stop messing with me or I'm going to unleash these weapons upon society. So that was what was going through my head at that time. Of course, I'm a happy, well-adjusted person now, but I sure was full of rage back then. Here is my secret weapon. Solution. Hell is a bad place to be. So I thought up something evil and created it in my lab. A homemade weapon crafted in my angry clenching hands. I dreamed it up and made it and poured my anger in it. Like Sauron's ring it holds the darkness of my soul. Knit within its rare construction are all my angry thoughts. But I must keep it secret, lest it get loose on the street, and add to this dark nightmare the crime and vengeance wreak. It's really no big deal, worse than a knife, but it ain't no gun. However, there's more news for you, it's not the only one. For in the dark recesses of my mind lay plans, just ideas, a starting point. For a whole new class of weapons based on my crude design. Beware, for they are coming. Someone else will think them up. My deep, dark secret weapon will find its way into the world. Like Sauron's ring of power, through the evil hearts of man, it will find its way into the world. Don't ask, I'll never tell you the secret of my heart. This demon's tool of hate and pain that was born of angry wrath. From schoolyard teasing, from people laughing, from office politics, from workplace sabotage, from lying, cheating, stealing, all the crimes committed against me by normal everyday people who drove me mad with evil. Now and then I take it out, the first of its kind, to see the world. I'll never tell the secret. I'll die with it instead. My secret weapon. My secret weapon. My secret weapon. Well, Sunshine, what did you think of that song?
I didn't like it. Makes me unhappy.
Oh, well, it's an unhappy album. But it gets happy near the end. To give you a little foreshadowing.
My name is Sunshine, not Midnight, you know.
Who called you Midnight?
Well, I don't deal with dark stuff. I like bright stuff, like sunshine, not night stuff.
Well, you're going to like Recovery and Tranquility. When we get to the end. And there's a nice message at the end. And maybe I'll make some bright music for you.
That would make me happy.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to share this album because it's kind of my story for the past 10 years. Okay, next up we have Maui Good Riff, which is just a little bit of a good rock and roll riff. And then there's a song called Schizophrenia, which is another kind of a bummer song, but it's about when I was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia and the frustration and difficulty it is knowing that you were born with a mental disorder that hides itself until your 20s, your late 20s or early 30s, and then rears its ugly head and destroys everything you've built over the years. Very frustrating. And that's what that song is about. So let's hear those two songs. We're going to run out of songs before we run out. Get you some musical instruments you can play. Can you do a drum?
Tambourine.
Tambourine, all right.
By a God who made me in all the veil. destroyer. A god who says he loves the Lord, but fucks you up with his earth going.
Okay, everyone, that was Schizophrenia. Once again, sunshine. Any positive things to say?
Yeah, I think I'm starting to get schizophrenic.
Well, it does have that effect on people. The next three songs are more positive, more cheerful. We have Xanax, Recovery, and Tranquility. Xanax has a bad rep because it's used as a recreational drug, but if it's prescribed to a person who needs it, it really does alleviate the pain and help relax you and let you sleep and things of that nature.
Can I have one right now?
There they are. No, you can't. I'm not going to jail so you can have a buzz.
I don't do drugs.
Of course you don't. I don't even touch them anymore. I'm just going to... I don't even fill the prescriptions anymore. I got tired of Xanax. But for a while, I needed it. And the next song is called Xanax. You know, I planned this wrong. We're going to run out of material before the end of the show.
Well, then we'll just have to tell jokes.
Okay. Maybe we'll do Les Plays Bad Guitar. right, everyone. Thanks for listening to Xanax. Things get even more cheerful now as the recovery song occurs here. This is sort of a reminiscing of things that happened, as well as some discussion about how psychiatric care and the rest and the lack of work has helped me so much. How I got into music and how music was my therapy. And I'd also like to mention that one of the reasons I wanted to play this album for you was that the album itself was very therapeutic for me. I came out with the schizophrenia song first and posted it to electromusic.com, and I got very positive comments from folks there, and even started sort of forming some friendships with people who recognized the nature of the music. And then I came out with My Secret Weapon and Conspiracy and later Christianity. And I shared all these with my friends, and just, it was such a relief to get all this stuff off of my chest. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to play this album for you. Coming up, listen to Recovery. Recovery has a message at the end of it. I think you can guess what the message is, but there are good words to be said there. So let's hear what they are. Here is Recovery. Of recovery since my schizophrenic breakdown. Time heals all wounds, or so they say, that plus my psychiatrist and medication too. Antipsychotics every day, no work now, only play. Disability pays my bills with help from family. I cannot socialize, I avoid doctors and stores. Late nights I burn the midnight oil on projects of all kinds. Music is my passion now, I create it electronically, with programs that I write myself, coding software night and day. I made the music tools I use to produce these thoughtful songs. The lyrics, they flow out of me, words emerging from my soul. I try to work creatively, productive and efficient. I share my work with others freely, my contribution to society. An artist I've become, creating with my knowledge, using my technology. I write programs compulsively. There is a place I go, a community in cyberspace. I post to the music forum and make new online friends. People say that they can tell if I forget my medication, and that is how I know it's working well and verifies my diagnosis. Sometimes I still have symptoms. Nightmares, visions, seeing ghosts. Sometimes at night before I sleep, I feel someone touching me. I take extra medication when the symptoms reappear. My brain is missing chemicals that I need to keep me sane. I wonder why I went through hell when religious doctrine tells me that all things are used for good no matter how bad they seem. Perhaps my journey was so rough, my suffering so extreme, so I would one day share my story and fulfill my destiny. Or maybe my cruel nightmares served to teach me how Jesus felt when he was persecuted by a twisted society. For my painful, mad experience was like a social crucifixion, and my slow recovery is akin to a resurrection. Now I am on the cross, he said, why have you forsaken me? I felt like God abandoned me when all my prayers went unanswered. I'd like to joke that Nietzsche said, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Because if that age-old phrase is true, then by now I must be invincible. If you have listened to my story, told by the songs in this collection, then I hope you learned my message well. Be kind to yourself and others. Because every time you hurt someone, no matter how small it seems, you add a drop of anger into their bucket of hatred. And when that bucket overflows, there's no telling what they'll do. Let's put an end to killing sprees with love and tenderness. Be kind to yourself and others. Be kind to yourself and others. Be kind to yourself and others.
Be gentle with yourself.
That's right. That's right. That's what it's all about. Be kind to yourself and others. Are the lyrics over?
A psychotherapist I know actually wrote a book called Be Gentle with Yourself.
Oh.
I actually have the book autographed by him.
How did you meet him?
Well, I was not in psychoanalysis at the time.
Good thing I made you another drink.
No, I got to know him as a business associate.
Oh, of course. Love
this book. It's very uplifting and positive and tells you not to be too rough on yourself because you gotta let some things just float away.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. You know, I've read about or heard about on TV, not that I watch TV anymore, I don't even own a TV, but back when I had one, near-death experiences, and people say they go and they come back and they say the message that they came back with was to be gentler with themselves and others. We're just too harsh on each other and harsh on ourselves too.
We are actually only energy.
Yeah.
We can give good energy, we can give bad energy.
We can get bad energy too, which is what this album is all about.
Let bad energy get to us.
Yes, yes. I don't really subscribe to some of the New Age philosophies which say that it's your own damn fault if bad stuff happens to you. However, I do believe in about 70% of New Age. And a lot of what they have to say about vibration and karma and things like that.
If you put out good, you will receive good.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true. Now, Sunshine just set my watch. I got this new watch that reads my heartbeat. So when we exercise and the woman pushes me too hard, I can say, look, my heartbeat. And she'll have to slow down. But the problem is, when we get to the later parts of the exercise routine, she'll say, look at your heartbeat, we have to speed up. So it's a give and take. And it's wonderful being with an intelligent woman. She set this watch date and time without reading the instructions. And it's got like 6 buttons on it. I don't know how to do it. I couldn't figure it out. I didn't want to try.
But I have a phone that I still don't know how to use that I've had for 6 months.
Well, we all have our challenges. Impressive display of technology mastery there. So, that was recovery. We have 10 minutes left in the show and 5 minutes worth of music. So we're going to have to improvise a little bit. The next song is called Tranquility, and it's the final song. We do have a green light on Shane, so Shane will be following us. And Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention that Edison Rex had a show preceding this one, and the theme of the show was... What was the theme?
I don't know. I'm the old lady, not you.
It was, you're the blonde.
Blonde old lady. I'm a minority.
It was called, There Is a Way Out, It's Through. Which makes a lot of sense. Basically, we all receive these traumas and problems. And I shouldn't sit here and whine about the crisis that I went through, because there's a lot of people who go through stuff far worse than this.
Yeah, and they're in padded cells, too, so there.
Yeah, some of them are. There's people who go through war, torture, crime, health problems, accidents.
Speaking of padded cell, the dog needs to go.
Oh, we got to take her out.
No, in a padded cell, she needs to go.
Yeah, you hear all that dog noise? That's Ginger.
We have matching t-shirts. Did I tell you about that?
Oh, that's cute.
We won a costume contest
one
time.
Oh, you told me.
Our shirts say...
You'll think of it.
You say I'm a bitch like it's a bad thing.
Well, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a good
thing. Well, that's what they call a female dog. That's for real.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Well, let's give a listen to Tranquility. And Tranquility is supposed to represent my current state of mind, or really the state of mind that I was in after my recovery. Ginger is in a pretty bad state of mind right now. Ginger, the neurotic dog. She wants love, and she's willing to be violent to get it. Don't you want love, Ginger? Oh, there we go. There we go. Okay, here is Tranquility. There, is that better? Is that better? You got your love?
piece of music is playing that we have iguanas here. They range in size from a baby about 6 inches long from head to tail, and grandpa, who is probably about 6 feet long. Iguanas are not indigenous to South Florida, but they might as well be, because I think it started when they let two little iguanas out, and they made it, and they made it, and now everywhere you turn, there's little iguanas. They're scary looking, but they're nice. Please, they ain't a $12 cigar.
It's a $1.20 cigar. But I love the smell of a cigar.
Actually, I do too, but I prefer Cubans.
Cuban cigars? We're going to be able to get them now. They're lifting the embargo, aren't they?
Not exactly.
No? Well, you can visit Cuba. That means a bunch of people are going to bring them back. Hide them in the shoes and go on the airplane.
You can go on a cruise ship and buy them.
Oh, you can.
Outside, yeah, outside. When you're in the international waters, you can buy Cubans.
You know, when I was a kid, I helped move a Cuban cigar shop. Not from Cuba, but these were real Cubans who were from Cuba and knew how to make Cuban cigars. And they made their cigars in this little shop. And we moved them to another location. We moved a Tofu Master once. We put a giant horse sculpture on the top of a high rise. Did all kinds of things. Did machinery moving. You ever seen a bread making machine? It's the size of your car. It's bigger than your car. And I sat there with a pull along, which you crank like a gear shift, and you sit there and crank it and crank it and crank it, and you inch this 6,000 or 10,000 pound machine ever so slowly up a ramp with chains, cranking on the chains. I had all kind of experiences like that as a kid. Not that that's neither here nor there.
I didn't think so.
Well, I'm trying to fill airtime because we ran out of music before the end of the show. We have 3 minutes left. There are 6 listeners, according to Jan.
How about talking about the weather?
Okay.
Oh, it's beautiful. The sky is cloudless and deep, deep blue.
Oh,
there's a gentle, windy breeze. We were at the beach yesterday, and the water was clear.
And your tan looks so good. And my tan, I'm kind of red.
We're getting tan.
Getting tan. We went in the water, and I wanted to go deep in the water. I'm not going to say why you didn't want to go deep in the water.
It was cold.
Yeah. And I went deep, and it was a big mistake, and I got tossed around like a toy. But then you threw your arms up in the air, and this devil-may-care expression. And I got on my knees and threw my arms up in the air to let you know I was okay, even though I was flopping around like a toy. And little by little, I worked my way back in. I was breathing hard after that, wasn't I?
That's good. It won't kill you.
Shane is the batter on deck. Shane with Space Station. Shane will be here in 1 minute's time. Carol, we have 1 minute. What would you like to say?
Have a wonderful evening, everyone. See you next week.
All right.
With a poem and a new song.
A poem and a new song, simultaneously. That'll be nice. I can't wait to do it. I wonder what kind of song and I wonder what kind of poem.
A poem about wind.
Wind?
Wind and change.
Wind and change. Well, that's about what's going on in our lives right now. So, I'll make a windy song.
That'll be all the wind you make.
That's not the only wind I make. Oh, Blue Hell says, thanks, Sunshine. Blue Hell says, wait for less a bit more. Okay, we're basically done, guys and gals.
Happy thoughts.
Happy thoughts.